So when Lord Chaitanya had his head shaved, when he took sannyas, the people were just fainting. And there's a description, you may have heard us, I guess it would be on Lord Chaitanya's parents' day, we've described how. Have you heard that description about when they shaved Lord Chaitanya's head? No. You heard the description? Oh yeah. Okay. How? The Baba. They told him, Lord Chaitanya told him, right, shave my head. He had long hair. And, you know, just like effulgent. Transcendentally effulgent. Magnificent hair. So, he told the Baba, you shave my head. The Baba said, right. Picked up the razor. Picked up Lord Chaitanya's hair. Looked at it. Became overwhelmed. And just fainted. Crying. Then he got to his feet. Lord Chaitanya said, come on. You must do it. I have to do it. To take sannyas. Accept the renounced order. You shave my head. So Baba said, yes, okay. Picked up his razor, picked up the hair, just about to start. He looked, he fainted again, crying in ecstasy. And so then Lord Chaitanya told him, no, you must do it now. So the Baba was crying, couldn't see anything, he was just crying so much. Picked up his razor, looked at his razor. And his razor was crying. Anyway, eventually he did it. Yes. So, it was a very dramatic thing. Lord Chaitanya leaving home. And taking sannyas. Let's see, guys. Okay. It was a very, like, dramatic kind of emotional piece. So after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, then he sent Lord Nityananda to tell the inhabitants of Navadweep. He took sannyas somewhere else. Katwa. So he sent Lord Nityananda to tell the devotees. And so let us read about when Lord Nityananda went back to Navadweep to tell the devotees. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Okay, so arriving in Navadweep, Lord Nityananda found that the people were barely alive. Their bodies were emaciated, shaking because of weakness, and they could barely walk. Without the illuminating association of Lord Gauranga, the whole country became steeped in darkness. Seeing the effulgent form of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, everyone regained their lives and ran to see him, crying cloudbursts of tears. They couldn't see properly, so they stumbled on the path, falling at the feet of Lord Nityananda. The devotees remained silent and stunned. They could do nothing but drink the nectarian beauty of Sri Nityananda's moon-like face with their thirsty eyes. Feeling acute distress, Mother Sachi cried out. She's the mother of Lord Chaitanya. "Where is my son? Where have you left him?" Beating her breasts and crying, she staggered uncontrollably as she walked closer to Lord Nityananda. She called out, "I heard that my son is coming home. How far away is he?" Lord Nityananda said, "Sachi Mata, don't be unhappy. Lord Gauranga sent me to bring all of you to see him at Advaita Acharya's house in Shantipur. Don't worry. Soon everyone in Navadweep will see the Lord." Sri Nityananda took everybody to see Lord Chaitanya, including young boys, old men, ascetics, girls and old ladies, the weak and lame, fools and scholars, and the deaf, dumb and blind. Renewed in strength, Mother Sachi led the procession of joyful devotees. But Lord Chaitanya was not there when they arrived at Advaita Acharya's house. They were devastated. They felt as if a mountain of despair had fallen on them, breaking and crushing their bodies. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya arrived. His beautiful body glowed brilliantly. Splendid sandalwood tilak adorned his forehead. Wearing reddish-colored cloth, radiant as sunshine, and holding a sannyas danda, Lord Chaitanya moved like a lion as he walked into the assembly of devotees. The devotees spontaneously offered their obeisances to Lord Gauranga. Everyone became satisfied to behold the Lord's beautiful golden form. The distress and anxieties in their hearts drowned in the flood of love. Sachi Mata stared with unblinking eyes at the charming face of her darling Vishvambar. The downpour of nectar falling from Gaura's lotus eyes quickly extinguished the fire of separation in her heart. So this is a description of Lord Chaitanya returning, having just perhaps the day before, or very, very shortly before, accepted the renounced order of life, given up his home and his family, and in his case, he had been married, actually, and left his wife, even though he was young. He was only 24. 24. So he left everything. Because that's very unusual for someone to do like that. And generally, we don't really advise people to do like that. Sometimes in a sentimental mood, some people think they should just give everything up like that, but those moods come and go. But actually what we are looking for is deeper, some deeper commitment and deeper realization. Then the devotees can actually become fixed and not shortly become bewildered and find that their mind is changing. So Lord Chaitanya accepted the renounced order in Katwa, and there was a big ceremony. Some of you, if you were there for, I think Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, either this year or last year, I mean, 99 or 98, then we told the story how, it's recited here actually, how Lord Chaitanya was receiving the sannyas mantras from his sannyas guru, Keshava Bharati. So, these were Mayavad sannyas mantras, means impersonalist. Mayavad means someone who does not accept that God is a person. So these mantras, they were also very vague mantras, referring to the Absolute, but not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya didn't really appreciate those mantras. So what he did, as Keshav Bharati was trying to recite into his right ear those sannyas mantras, this is the system, really, that at the time of initiation, at any initiation, we normally, our ISKCON movement, we have two, and for some a third. For all the devotees, basically, there are two initiations. All the devotees, two initiations are available at least. So, at each initiation, mantras are given. Like at the time of first initiation, the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha mantra, is given. And then the devotee vows to chant that mantra minimum 16 rounds a day. Then at the time of second initiation, the devotee is given seven Gayatri mantras. And then at the time, if a person takes sannyas, then they're given some more mantras. At least one more mantra, but it always involves mantras. So when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, that was not a Krishna-conscious sannyas. It was from this impersonalist. That was all part of the Lord's pastime, actually. But anyway, that person, Keshava Bharati, he was reciting the mantras from, you know, maybe a few feet away or something, in the direction of Lord Chaitanya's right ear. And Lord Chaitanya, he heard these mantras and he thought, these are not devotional. These are not Krishna conscious. These are vague, impersonal mantras. And I don't like these. So then, to play a type of transcendental trick on that Keshav Bharati, Lord Chaitanya told him that, you know, I didn't quite hear what you said. Come a little closer, I'll recite it again. So Keshav Bharati did that. Lord Chaitanya told him that, you know, I'm so sorry. I didn't hear the mantras. You just come closer. So Keshav Bharati was right on his ear, and he recited the mantras, and Lord Chaitanya told him, you know, I don't know if I got it, just come here and let me recite the mantra, recite what I heard into your right ear, and you can tell me if I got it or not. So that Keshav Bharati came with his right ear, and Lord Chaitanya went right up to his right ear enchanted a Krishna conscious sannyas mantra into his ear. In other words, Lord Chaitanya initiated him. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, "So, did I get it right?" And Keshav Bharati, of course, was a totally different mantra. It entered his heart. His dormant Krishna consciousness just exploded out of his heart. And he said, "Yes, that's it. You got it. That's right." And he became a famous devotee himself. So anyway, these things were happening in the course of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. So then they cut his... Well, no, before that they cut his hair. Everyone was crying. And everyone was crying. And then Lord Chaitanya, as we read here, he went back to his home, or the area, that sort of region. There's a whole Navadvip area. It's, I think, I forget, about 80 square miles, or no, about 40 square miles. So it's an area. He went back and stayed with Advaita Acharya. On the way, it's not described here in detail, but it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Nityananda was... He went back and told everyone. Then he went back and he brought Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Lord Nityananda had promised everyone in Navadvip he would bring Lord Chaitanya back there. So Lord Chaitanya, he was kind of lost in the madness of love of God, great ecstasy. And he asked Lord Nityananda, "Can you lead me to Vrindavan?" Of course, it was Lord Nityananda's idea to take him to Navadvip in the opposite direction, to see the family members and devotees. But Lord Nityananda, he said, "Yes, no problem." So he took him. They came to the river Ganges, just outside Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya saw the river, he became ecstatic. He said, "Oh, is this the Yamuna?" Which only flows through Vrindavan, nowhere near Navadvip. Lord Nityananda said, "Yes, this is the Yamuna." Lord Chaitanya was very happy. Then Advaita Acharya, he came up the boat. I mean, came up on a boat up the Ganges to meet Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. He pulled up there at the side of the river on the boat. Lord Chaitanya saw him and asked, "Oh, what are you doing in Vrindavan?" Which is about 1,000 kilometers away. "What are you doing in Vrindavan?" And Advaita Acharya told him, "Actually, we're really sorry. We tricked you. We brought you back to Navadvip." So we don't normally trick people, but devotees, you know. Devotees are very honest, actually, and straightforward. But devotees, just like Lord Nityananda, was very concerned. He knew the separation that the devotees in Navadvip were feeling, and he knew, "I have to bring the Lord back, so they can have his darshan again. This will ease their minds." So he brought the Lord back, because that is his concern, to help the devotees, to be merciful to the devotees. And there's a very nice description in Chaitanya Charitamrita how, little later on, well, just almost immediately actually, Lord Chaitanya, in the starting the Sankirtan movement, actually no, there's a description, it happened before that, before he left home. Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement, and he and his associates were so concerned that all the people get the opportunity to become Krishna conscious. So they thought up a special plan. The description is that until they started that preaching movement, Sankirtan movement, then the storehouse. There was a storehouse of love of God which they brought with them when they descended from the spiritual world. But it had remained locked. But then when they started that Sankirtan movement, then they broke open the doors, and a huge flood of love of God, flood of Krishna consciousness, just went sweeping across the whole country. And anyone who was touched by it, they would immediately become overwhelmed by love of God. So it's described that all the nice people, the pious people who are already following some religious principles, and people like that, but people like the impersonalists who we mentioned earlier, those who are really staunch materialists and mental speculators, and even Chaitanya Charitamrita says, the lowest amongst the student community. You also get a lot of speculators amongst them. Not all of them, but the lowest amongst the student community. So they, all the nice people, they became Krishna conscious. Actually, what happened was that they drowned in that inundation of love of God. But all these other people we mentioned, they couldn't drown. They were floating with their heads above the water of that flood of love of God. And they didn't appreciate that this is a wonderful thing. This is the flood of divine love, spiritual ecstasy. They didn't appreciate. So they were calling out, help, save me, help, save my life. So the Panchatattva, Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they were swimming around. And when they'd see someone calling out, help, help, they'd swim over and they'd say, yes, we'll help you. The person would feel, saved at last. Then they'd catch the person and push them under the water so that they would drown also. So it may sound a little sort of sadistic from a certain point of view, but actually this is very divine. And it's just metaphorical, of course. It's not exactly what literally happened. But basically the idea is that they went out of their ways to give people love of God. And even if people resisted and said, no, take it away, I don't want it, that they would find a way. So just like Lord Nityananda, he was concerned. He was concerned about the devotees in Navadvip. So he did that rather unusual thing to bring Lord Chaitanya back. So Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva and the devotees generally, they're very concerned. They'll go out of their way to give people Krishna consciousness, even if it means accepting some discomfort or even some risk. But the devotees will do that to try and help people, because in this material world, people are struggling so much just to make ends meet. And there's so much crime and health problems, psychological problems, family problems, social problems, financial problems, and so on and so forth. It's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. I heard that this fellow who wrote, there was a song, I believe, although I've never heard it, called Don't Worry, Be Happy. I heard he committed suicide. Because there's no substance to it. There's no substance. You may tell people, don't worry, be happy. But they're in anxiety. You can't just tell them not to be. Jiva Goswami says that if you artificially try to address someone's condition of difficulty just by some, you know, not actually offering a solution, but just just like what you might call a placebo, if you know what I mean. It looks like, you know, like it's medicine, but it's just colored water, something like that. And you say, no, don't worry, you'll be okay. But they won't be okay. So, Jiva Goswami gives the example that if you try to help people who are struggling in material life in that artificial way, you're not actually addressing their problems, but you tell them that you are and make some show. He says that is something like if a person is really sick, some serious illness, very serious illness, and they are just bedridden, they are just incapacitated. But then if you come along and somehow you stand them up and you tell them, don't worry, be happy, you're fine, just walk, you're not sick really, it's just a mental condition, just give it up. Then you let go of them and say, right, then, oh, they'll just hurt themselves. So, like this, in material life, different people are offering different so-called solutions to the problems of life, but they're not solutions. Just like placebo, just like show bottle, they say. There's no real substance to it. But the people think, oh, now we have a solution, very nice. So they try and follow that. But then they find, in many cases, that the solution makes things worse than just the problem itself. In many cases. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their followers, they're very concerned to try to help people, but in a way which is substantial, by giving people the Hare Krishna mantra. If you chant the Hare Krishna mantra very nicely, then the mind becomes clear, the heart becomes peaceful, and one can become spiritually developed, spiritually advanced. One can become transcendental to the influences of this material world. So that is a real contribution, to actually help people so they can go back home, back to Godhead, and solve all their problems. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means all questions answered, all problems solved. So it's very nice. Let us all follow Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, chant Hare Krishna sincerely, and try and follow in their footsteps by trying to help spread Krishna consciousness, give people Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Now, there's just one little thing I wanted to do before we go to your place. Is it okay, Mataji?
Yes, okay.
No problem?
No problem.
We're not abandoning you or being rude?
No, the children will be very pleased.
Okay, that's nice. So there's one little thing I wanted to do because, as I just mentioned now, we encourage the devotees to try and help other people become fortunate. Because, as you said, people are struggling. And it's only really through Krishna consciousness that people can become free from that struggle and become peaceful and happy. So we urge the devotees, at least we encourage the devotees to try and help like that, distribute some books or some way help spreading Krishna consciousness. So we have with us today one devotee who, maybe more, but I don't know about even, but at least one.